Alrighty.
Hello and welcome to the first...
Oh my, no.
Episode?
Yeah. First official episode.
First official episode of Barbell Baristas. I'm River.
I'm Lake.
And I'm Dakota.
Today?
I should have delayed that.
No.
Anyway. Okay.
So today, what are we going to be talking about, Dakota?
This episode's entitled... What did you say?
River's CrossFit Baptism.
A.K.A. How to Join a Cult.
How River got into CrossFit, pretty much. That's what we're talking about today. Anyway.
How to sip that sweet, sweet Kool-Aid.
So.
Fit-Aid.
Fit-Aid. Hashtag not sponsored.
Yeah.
But we could be.
Yogurt. Or by Greek yogurt, but that's fine.
Greek yogurt, no. Okay. So, River,
how did you get into CrossFit? Well, it all started back in 2014. When did
you start? Sure, that sounds right. I started in 2014.
Okay. It all started in 2014 with my deep-seated hatred for CrossFit.
That's before I even started. So.
Yeah. Like, I'm at the center of all this.
Yeah.
This hatred.
Dakota is at the center of hatred.
Yeah. Anyway.
yeah, so it really bloomed into the deepest, darkest loathing of hatred.
River, tell us why.
Why was that?
Why do you hate it so much? What did we do that made you hate it?
Because y'all were the stereotypical CrossFitters.
Yeah, but we weren't good.
But you were still the stereotypical CrossFitter. All I know is whenever we hung out, like, y'all would talk about your AMRAPs and your Tabatas and your
what's the box? You young people and your box jumps.
Yeah.
Snatch, clean and jerk.
Anyway,
you're making this crap up. that's probably an exact quote.
Exactly, probably. So that was my introduction with CrossFit. I'm pretty sure both of you invited me to CrossFit on multiple occasions.
Yeah, definitely invited you. Definitely got told to not invite you in some rougher terms, just because, I don't know, you just hated fitness. I don't know why.
You're like, hashtag I'm into that biking. Cycling.
What's wrong with cycling?
There's nothing wrong with cycling.
Nothing wrong with cycling.
If you really want to
There's nothing.
Get big
we're
legs.
Not, it sounded sarcastic. There's nothing wrong with cycling.
Okay.
Bunch of fit people
hashtag
do cycling.
Do what?
Alright, so after denying the invitation to go to CrossFit with Dakota and Lake for many, many months, I had another friend who invited me, and I was like, yeah, sure, I'll go with you and try it.
Because, you know, whatever, man. We try. And
we're just scum of the earth.
Whatever, we're not.
What are we talking about?
Hey, my brother or sister, forget them.
Yeah.
Hey, friend.
They don't care about my well-being. Whatever. Anyway.
Hmm. So, I went and tried out a CrossFit class with said friend. It was my first time.
Yeah, but this wasn't at our gym.
This was...
Undisclosed location gym.
Yes, which no longer exists now.
No.
The undisclosed gym.
Undisclosed gym.
Yeah.
No longer exists.
Yes.
So, went there. Had no idea what I was doing. The coach was not the greatest. Didn't scale appropriately for a first time CrossFitter.
It was called throwing you to the wolves.
Very
That's
much
what it was.
So.
AKA Raptor Trap.
Stretching was painful. Mm. The workout was painful.
Sitting on the toilet was painful.
Sure.
Could have gone without that.
Never mind, we're not doing this.
Yeah. Let's keep the poop talk for later. Yeah.
Or never.
Never. Never.
There's totally going to be an episode where we just talk about poop.
Oh,
but not
please,
tonight.
No.
So this is your difference between a good CrossFit gym and a bad CrossFit gym. Mm. A good CrossFit gym knows when and how to tell you to scale a workout. a bad CrossFit gym throws you to the wolves. I would have to say, this was probably more on the spectrum of a bad CrossFit gym.
Especially since it doesn't exist.
And they all wear, like, the evil twin goatees. Because they're, you know, to make it obvious, you know.
But, so that first workout went terribly. Pretty sure...
Do you remember what a workout was?
I'm pretty sure it was a chipper. There was, like...
Chippers are fun.
It was an ungodly amount of pull-ups. It was wall balls.
Oh, no.
And box jumps.
Ooh, yeet.
And I didn't know what any of those things were except pull-ups. Started out with a band. Added a second band. Then added a third band. So
did the coach like help you with these bands at all?
Yeah. No. They set the bands up and everything.
You look like a three man to me.
So
he's taking all the bands.
So
we're bleeding bands here.
So the nicest way to say this is Peaky the Clown visited me 3 times that day.
But you, man, you puke pretty easy.
Yeah.
Okay, but
like a water fountain.
Yeah. That's another story for another day.
Yeah.
Sorry for that gross imagery.
So after living through this horrible workout, I kind of told y'all of my experiences, and y'all were like...
We were like, heck no. One termination.
One termination.
First of all, buddy. I got mad. I was just like, first of all, you didn't come to our gym, but you go...
Like
this?
Some rando gym.
There was so much hate.
So much sass.
Rando gym in a box. Literally might have been a box.
Yeah, it was pretty close to a box.
That gym really sucks. Just that location right there was not great.
So after, I don't know, it was about a week, I decided...
You started feeling your legs again?
Yes, I could walk upstairs without crying and pain.
Mm-hmm.
I finally went to your gym, which is now
our gym.
It's our gym.
Welcome to our club.
I sent that to you in a text. I sent that meme. The SpongeBob meme.
So, went to, I guess we can say it, CrossFit Thelo.
I pronounce it Thelo.
And you're wrong. But it's
I don't
okay.
think so. We're not
I
doing
think
this.
It works either way, guys. Like Caribbean and Caribbean. It's also very boring.
Anyway.
Got plugged in there. Realized I really loved CrossFit. Had a great coach named Tim.
Oh, Tim.
Tim.
Oh,
Tim.
I miss Tim.
That's
He's
why we call it his CrossFit baptism, because he looks like Jesus.
I've yet to meet a bad Tim, I'll tell you that.
John the Baptist.
True. Luxurious beard, long hair.
The best beard.
Well, his hair. He just had great hair. He's just a great guy.
He's just a stand-up guy.
He's very tall as well. We'll add that in there.
But Tim eased me into CrossFit and didn't throw me to the wolves. Scaled everything appropriately, which is super important.
It's always nice when your coach doesn't want to kill you.
Yeah. and... Yeah, I guess that's how I joined the cult of CrossFit.
Yeah. And that kind of gives, with your experience, that gives other people like a bad taste in their mouth, or it can. Because there are gyms, I'm sure, that are like that, that just let you try to figure out things on your own, which a lot of people assume CrossFit is. Like, they assume you go into a gym and you're just supposed to know all the movements and figure it out on your own. But you actually, like our gym, we have great coaches that, you know, teach you how to do the movements and do it without actually killing yourself.
You know, form is emphasized. That's what a good gym should be. It should be more personalized. You know, coaches are able to be one-on-one with their athletes a little bit just to guide them through.
Especially in the beginning.
Yeah, in the beginning. That's
our coaches are really good about singling out the people who are new. Not in a bad way, but
they're new! Look at their weak arms and legs.
That's a three-bander right there.
Oh,
maybe not.
I'm going to live that down. Okay.
Three-band river.
So, but I think that's one reason CrossFit as a whole gets a bad rap is CrossFit sells the name to gyms. And then after that,
it's kind of up to the coach or whoever owns the gym to run it the right way.
Yeah. But fortunately, we've got a really great gym and a great community that is always striving to help each individual improve in their fitness. And we've got everyone from grandmothers who just want to live a functional life to people training to compete in CrossFit. It's a great cross-section of...
Yeah, it really is.
Mm, true.
But yeah, that's how I joined the cult.
Oh, yeah. So, moving on, we're going to the thing that happened. We talked about this last episode.
Yeah. We probably won't be able to finish this whole story. Not in this episode. It's quite long. But we can talk about the first part. The Nader. We can talk about that.
First. We had a tornado. In layman's terms, we had a tornado.
We had a weather phenomenon.
Yeah, but
in whatever that was, we had a nader. Anyway.
Nader hit town. Blew us all clean away.
So that was the ugliest segue I've ever heard in my life. Mm. But
I tried.
We tried.
Not so ugly as that tornado.
It fell.
Oh, sorry. Too soon. Very anyway. Well, yeah.
Come on.
Do you have a heart?
I was here during it. Does that make it okay? Anyway.
So, it was, what was the date? It was
March 19th.
2018.
To this year. Like a few
months ago. Yeah. So, we live in an undisclosed area in Alabama. That was hit by a tornado on March 8th.
So take a guess. Take a guess, guys. So if you want to
take a wild game,
you probably won't be wrong.
So we started that afternoon, like most other afternoons. I think we all three were at the gym.
Yes.
We left the gym late, actually.
Yes, that was the longest session I think I've had in a long time.
We're working on, like,
Invictus.
That's Invictus weightlifting stuff. Yes. That was the very first day.
And I was also doing some, like, work with strict pull-ups and stuff like that after I finished some of that.
And it was a beautiful day. It was sunshining outside.
But they'd already forecasted, you know, bad storms. But they said it was going to hit earlier.
Yeah.
So
we're all like, you know, we live in the South, and if it's going to snow, it's going to be a blizzard, which usually turns into a dusting of snow. And if it's going to rain, they say it's going to be a tornado, and it's just a drizzle.
Purple rain.
Yeah.
But this day was quite the opposite.
The weather forecast was correct.
James Bennett was on top of his game.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody realized how bad it was going to be, though.
No, because we live in an area that is not normally affected by
weather. We don't usually get hit by tornadoes.
Yeah.
Not in this town.
Because it's like a valley, the way the valley hits.
Yeah. So, at the location we're currently recording in, was affected by the tornado. We got most of the shingles ripped off the house. All the trees around our house were down. We were very lucky, though. None of the trees hit the house. But why this kind of ties into this podcast is our gym was fatally hit by the tornado.
Yeah.
A death blow.
Death blow.
But we didn't find out until later.
Yeah. So, training has definitely been interesting over the last couple months, between the tornado and life events and so forth.
We've become very nomadic.
Yeah.
Moving from place to place.
Our gym ended up doing a lot of workouts on the running trail that goes through our town, pretty much. A lot of body weight stuff, which is fun.
A lot of running.
But, you know, you start to miss the gymnastic portion of it and, you know, barbell.
The whole barbell aspect of it. Oh my gosh, it was terrible.
I did a lot of training at a gym that was, it's about 30 minutes away from here, but it's the closest CrossFit to our gym. And I was able to maintain more.
Yeah, and there are a lot of local gyms around where we're at that were really helpful and were, you know, kind of opening up themselves to help our members since we literally didn't have anywhere else.
We had to finish the CrossFit Open.
That happened
literally the last week of the CrossFit Open.
Literally, I think 2-3 days before, and it was an interesting week to say the least, because we did not have any idea how we were gonna do the open, do anything.
It was a cool time though, because that Thursday night announcement, we all met at our coffee shop, and everybody got to see people that hadn't gotten to see in over a week, because we didn't have a location of a gym to go to.
We ate McDonald's, which was not a great idea, but okay.
But comfort food is comfort food.
And I think there was also chili. No, it was potato soup or something.
Potato soup. Yes,
potato
we did have
soup
potato soup.
Odd choices.
But
and cookies. Anyway,
let's not talk about the food we ate right before we did a very intense CrossFit workout.
Yeah. So next week we'll talk about diet.
Hello.
But it's been really cool to be a part of this community. Since the tornado and everybody coming together to rebuild, we're finally in a permanent location.
Yeah, our new spot is pretty much, it's so much better located.
And it has air conditioning.
It's amazing. We didn't have air conditioning. It's a storefront. So
it's within walking distance of our shop.
Which is nice.
Yeah. It's amazing.
And it's just, you know, now that... Before it had air conditioning, there was no airflow, so it was awful. But, you know, it's a place to work out. But now that we have air conditioning, it's a really great spot. It's got a lot of potential to grow, and, you know.
I don't think we've ever had a gym, though. Any of the places that our gym has been, I don't think any of them had had air conditioning. So, moving on to bigger and brighter things.
So, yeah, it's kind of the long and short of things. We're excited to be in a permanent location now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready to get a rig up, get back to training.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually.
I've been doing more Olympic weightlifting as my, I guess, extra part of my training. Invictus, which I don't use the rig a lot, but it's really hard to try and squat from the floor every time.
Yeah,
it's really hard, especially when percentages get high. So, it's going to be good when they do some remodeling. Because right now there's some walls that they're going to have to tear down. But, you know, it's going to be better. It's going to be amazing. I'm really excited.
Cool.
And it also has a creepy bathroom.
It's very creepy bathroom.
It may be haunted.
It looks like one of those, like, Japanese horror movies. Stark white, terrifying.
Anyway.
Possibly with a ghost little girl like in The Ring.
Alright.
So, yeah. Next week, I guess we'll be talking about our diets. Ding!
Where we've come from, where we're at now, where we want to be.
Yeah. That seems like that'll be a long one.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
The journey that is what Dakota eats.
Almost exclusively Greek yogurt.
No. Whatever.
Yeah. Alright,
anyway.
So stay tuned for next week's podcast talking about diet, our love and hate of carbs, fats, and protein.
I've never hated a carb.
I've never hated a fat.
I don't think I hate food. Maybe that's what I'm trying to say. Anyway.
Anyway, we digress. So, we do have Instagram. Check that out. At Barbell Baristas.
Alright.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's it so far. Anyway, alright.
I'm Lake.
I'm Dakota.
And I'm River.
And so...
This is it. Goodbye.
See you next week.